This is Jerry, Certified Credit Repair Specialist with Credit Pros.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon with Janet.
Yes.
Hi, Janet, how you doing today?
Not very good.
I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully we can turn your day around. Now, the reason for my call today, Janet, is because our files here show that you are currently looking for apply to a says a personal loan. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay, if you don't mind me asking, Janet, like, how much were you looking to apply for?
75.
75, 7,500?
Yes.
If you don't mind me asking, what would this be going towards? Like, would it to be pay off debts, maybe bills, fix your car?
My house burnt down and I got to rebuild it.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Now, 7,500, would that be for like a down payment or to buy some materials?
Materials so I
Okay.
can fix it.
So that's how much you would need to fix your house? Just 7,500 or 75,000?
7,500 because my daughter's boyfriend's father maxed out his Lowe's card already, and now we're out of money. I'm out of my savings and we're not done yet, so I figured 75 should
Should
be
cover it.
adequate to do. Yes.
Okay, perfect. No problem. We can definitely help you out with that. Now, can you tell me, is this the first time you apply for a loan, or have you applied before in general?
I have applied for lots of loans. Unfortunately, they say that it won't hurt my credit. Well, my credit is down to 495 because a lot of the credit people.
Pulled your credit score and lowered your debt, lowered it down, right?
Right.
Yes, every time someone pulls your credit score, fortunately, it does lower 10 points. So that may be the big reason why it went down. Now, from last time, before it went down to 400, what was your credit score?
Six something.
Six, above
Like,
600?
it was low 600.
About 620, 610.
Something like that.
Okay. Now, the reason you were referred to us is because you have been pre-approved for a loan. The only thing is that that's holding you back right now is just your credit score. So, can you tell me, like, have you had any other issues with credit besides just those hard inquiries, like late payments, collections, repossessions, student loans, medical bills?
Student loans, and I haven't paid anything on any of my. There's only four other things on my credit report, okay? And I wound up, the one thing was a Capital One, okay? And I wound up having a heart attack right after I got issued the card and purchased some things with it. And I was in ICU and I couldn't make payments, I couldn't do anything. My daughter was in charge of the card. And she bought some things with it and didn't pay it.
I'm sorry to hear that you had a hard time. Hopefully you feel a lot better now, do you?
No, I don't.
I know besides you. I
I
know
feel
besides you.
horrible.
I know. I'm sorry you feel like that. Now hopefully that can help make like I said, hopefully I can help you out and make your day a lot better. So you
And
said
on top of that, my service dog died 2 days ago.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. It sounds like you've been going through all kind of sorts of horrible things. Now hopefully everything turns out for the best for you, and let's see what we can do with your loan. Okay,
Okay.
so basically from what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now is just your credit. Okay, now you have been, like I mentioned, you have been pre-approved. So what we need to do now is we need to find out what is it exactly being reported on your credit report and what may be affecting your credit. Okay, now
The
for
student
that,
loans.
okay, now I just do need to take a look at it myself. I promise you, this check will not affect your credit score anyways and whatsoever, since we
That's
do
what
have
they
a
were telling
I
me. My
understand.
school
Yes,
got.
I know they have told you that, but I can guarantee you it will not affect you. Okay, now this is just so that we can help you figure out what's going on with your credit, why it's being reported negative, or what's going on and what's affecting it. Okay, now we will be finding a way to help you out and getting you that loan so you can go ahead and fix your house. Okay.
Okay.
So what I do need to do right now is I need to go ahead and confirm some information with you. That way I can get access to your credit check. So right now I'm speaking with Janet Can you pronounce your last name for me? Is it Adalki?
Jockey, you got it.
I'm sorry?
I said you got it.
Dalkey, right? Dalke?
Yeah, you said it right.
Perfect. And Janet, do you happen to have a middle initial?
A.
So it's Janet A. Dalkey, right?
Yep.
Perfect. And your physical address would be?
436 Raymond Drive, Lynnwood, North Carolina, 27299.
Okay, can you spell the street name for me, please?
RAYMOND.
Raymond Drive. Oh, okay, got it. Perfect. And phone number is 336-582-1151.
Yes.
Do you have a email address?
JanetJockey509@gmail.com.
Okay, Janet Ducky 5, you said, right?
JanetJockey509.
Oh, 509. Okay. 509
At
at
gmail.com.
gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. Now, to. Okay, so I do see we already have an email here for you already. So that means you have an account here. So let's see what this says. Okay, perfect. Janet. Okay, so I do have your credit report here already. Now, Equifax is currently reporting 24 negative accounts. Are you familiar with all these?
Those are the student loans.
Okay, and I see one with Capital One, another one with Kickoff Credit, Debt of Education Department. Yes, I see the Department of Education, but why is it reporting as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different accounts? It should be one.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Don't worry, I can get this fixed for you. Okay, so it does show up as a different account. So all these are just the same student loans, right?
Student loans, yes. And then the Capital One, I explained that to you already.
Correct. I
And
understand
then
that.
the
And
other
the
one, there's another one for AT&T, and my husband is the one behind that. He's the one that used my credit card.
Okay.
You know, he's the one that did that. But he's dead now, so I don't understand how we're going to straighten that out.
Don't worry, we'll be able to help you out with that. Now, right now, I'm just taking a quick look at all these accounts, see what we can do for you, okay? Now, these student loans that already are on zero balance, so that means this already has been taken care of. So I don't know why it's still reporting here as negative. Let's see. And besides, some of these are way past statute of limitations. So this one from November 11th, I mean 2011, and April 2013, January 2014. All of these should be already removed since statute of limitations only allows it to be here on your report for 7 years, and it's way past the 7 years already.
Exactly.
Like I said, don't worry. We will be able to help you out with that, okay? Now, this is
And how
why,
much is
okay,
this
so
going to cost?
I'll let you know right now. Actually, this is tailored to your needs. So that's why we're looking at your report to see exactly what's wrong with it and why it's affecting your credit. Like right now, I mentioned, right, these accounts, they're already way past the statute of limitations. So this means this shouldn't be reporting here already. These should already be removed. So
Correct.
that's one of the things here we got to do for you so we can get these removed is dispute them with all three credit bureaus using our aggressive dispute letters, targeting each and every one of these negative items here on your report. Now, we will be challenging these items with all three credit bureaus at the same time, not like other companies that they just do one negative item with one credit bureau at a time. I think that's just a waste of time. So we do unlimited negative items with all three at the same time so we can speed things up for you, okay?
Okay.
Now, positive accounts, you have three, which is pretty good. You have one for U.S. Department of Education, currently open. It has a balance of 45,473.
You
This one's
said
up to date.
currently open.
Yes, this one's showing up as currently open. That's why I'm asking you. So how many student loans have you taken out? Because right here it's showing up as 8 different types of student loans. That's why I need to
Yes.
figure out which one of these is true, which one of these is wrong, false, you know?
Yeah, see, I was going for my bachelor's degree, and I had got my associate's degree, and like I said, I was going for my bachelor's, so you have to take so many credits, so I had to take so many loans out so I could stay in school.
Okay, I understand. Now, like I mentioned, now these ones, the ones that I already mentioned to you that are past due from the statute of limitations is way back from 2011, 2013, and 14. These are already should be removed, and they already have a zero balance. So these ones are already taken care of, and they shouldn't be reporting here. So that's one of the things that's affecting your credit,
Is
is
that
that these saw.
the one? Is that for 45,000?
No, these are different accounts. These are different ones. Now, these are already taken care of, though. They're
Different
already on
student loans?
zeros. Yes.
Which means that I got the disability discharge for the federal government.
That must be it, because these are already, well, not, these four accounts, they see me counting for your cases. Just one, two, three, four, five, six. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8 accounts already have been, I think these are all loans that have been taken care of. So these are all way past the statute of limitation anyway, so they shouldn't be here reporting on your account as negative. So
Well, I don't
look.
remember taking 8 student loans out. I only took maybe 2.
Two? Perfect. So see, that's what I need to know. Now, since you've said you've only taken two, I need to find out why are they reporting. Well, anyways, the despite of the reason why these shouldn't even be on your report either way, because it's already been past 7 years. Now, we're gonna
What
go
about
ahead
the
and
other one?
that's this one, the one on positive accounts. That one is from 2021, so this one's still current.
The 45,000 one?
Yes, but that one's you're up to date on that one.
Wait a
It's
minute.
reporting as positive.
Wait a minute. I didn't take one out in 2021. I was already disabled by then.
Okay, but then we got to find out why it's still showing up here. But it's good though,
Do I
it's
have
reporting positive.
It's
It says here
reporting
you've been on
positive.
time. Yeah, it says here you've been on time with all the payments on this one. So that's why it's reporting positive here on this
Are
on
you
your
sure you
report.
got the right person?
Yes, I do. Let me go ahead and confirm that with you, ma'am. See, it's for Janet Dalkey. It's email, yeah. JanetDalkey509@gmail.com. This is your credit report.
Okay.
Now, let's see. Equifax, now TransUnion, well, they haven't sent the report yet. Experian haven't sent the report yet. So the one that sent the report was just Equifax. Now, don't worry about these negative accounts here, since, like I mentioned, they should already been removed since it's been past the statute of limitations. So that's 8 accounts that we can definitely take care of for you and get that negative accounts to a lower
All
account,
right.
right? Because right now it's reporting
Once
24.
you take that off, well, I have two questions. Is there any loans for 2019? And then the next question is, what's just going to be left on the credit report that is supposedly still active?
Okay, so the only thing that should be on your report right now, I believe, is just this well, Capital One and Kickoff, I don't know what this one's about, Kickoff Inc. It was established on
Yeah,
the
I
5th of
know.
December of 20. Okay, so these two should be the only things here on your negatives. And you
That's
have these up,
$2.
two items.
Kickoff
Now you have,
was $2.
I'm sorry?
Kickoff was $2.
Correct. So that's you only owe $2 on kickoff credit. So why did they report it as negative? I see
I
you only
don't know
missed
that.
one. It says you only missed one payment, so that's why it's been
Right,
sent
that's
negative.
true.
Now, but still, one payment's not that bad. You know, they shouldn't have just sent it to negative just for one payment. That they normally do that when you have more than three payments missing, right? Now, Capital One, let's see what this is reporting. This one has one, two missed payments only, and the rest were on time. So that's the reason why those two accounts are on negative. But the positive ones are good. You're up to date on them. You have one, Fingerhut. Are you familiar with Fingerhut?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so this one
I love
was
that.
open on. Yeah, it
I
says it
love
has
it.
a zero balance. Zero balance has been open on April 12th to 22. You have a credit limit of 300. This one's already been closed, but it's still reporting positive on your account, so that's good. And you have another one for Fingerhut Web Bank. Zero balance, limit 300, currently closed, still reporting positive, so that's good. The only things that are keeping your credit from growing is actually those negative accounts. Now, you said your score was a four something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so right now it's at a 587. Is that about right?
No, see, the person that I spoke to last week told me that they pulled my credit and told me that it was, is it another company like yours? They said that it was 495.
Okay, so I don't know what credit score were they looking at. Maybe it was a different one because I'm looking at Equifax. Equifax is reporting a 587, so that's pretty good, you know. Not well, it still needs a little bit of improvement, but it's better than 400, right?
That's why I'm saying, are you sure you killed the right one? Are you
I'm
sure you got me?
completely
You want
sure.
my social security?
No. I'm sure I got the right account. So this is updated information. Now the other place must have a later or older account, right? Information, because we do have the updated information here on your report. You know, it says here you have 13 hard inquiries. Now, this must be the, you said you mentioned when you with this call started that you were trying to apply for lots of loans, right?
Right.
Okay, and were some of these from Taulian Federal Credit, Capital One Bank USA, CarMax Auto Financing, Westlake Services? Are you familiar with these?
Yes.
See, so this is yours, right? Now, these are all the people that pulled your credit report. These are 13 negative accounts, so that's 130 points off of your credit. So if you add that, let's do the math here. You have a 587. Oh, darn computer. You add 130. You go all the way to 717. Your credit score would have been perfect. I don't know why you had trouble getting approved. So let's see what's going on there, okay?
Okay.
Now, were you aware that every time that they pulled your credit score, it would lower down some points?
No, they told me it would not.
Okay, now, see, now that when they told you they would not, you shouldn't have listened to them. You shouldn't have told them, no, don't do it. Now, don't worry, since you weren't aware, we'll be able to help you out with that as well. Now, like I was mentioning, you were sent to us because you have been pre-approved. So the only thing that we need to do here for you so you can go through with your process is just help you clear out some of these negative items on your account. Now, the way we do that is, let's see, you said you're currently receiving Social Security income, right?
Yes.
Okay, Janet. Now, due to the fact that you do receive Social Security in dis or income, you do have the opportunity to actually get a discounted price here for the service so we can help you out and cl quickly cl clear out these negative items on your account. Now, the program that you do qualify for, Janet, would be our Prosperity program for the Social Security income for our clients that receive Social Security income. Now, this program would definitely be perfect for you because what it does, it targets all the negative items on your account and, well, it targets them for dispute with all three credit bureaus. Okay. Now we will be challenging all these negative accounts with the three bureaus using the FCRA law, which would give them 30 days to respond. If they don't respond, we will be forced to use it to clear out the negative accounts on your report. So the FCRA law, what it does, it helps us delete any misleading information that's on your account or information that you can identify for us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable. From the lookups of it, you do have quite a few accounts here that are outdated. Now that would be all these student loans from back from 2011, 2013, 2014, 2011 again. Now all these are way past due, so these are eligible for dispute. And actually, these should be already taken off anyway, so they're going to be removed because the statute of limitations only allows it to be for 7 years, which is way past. Now, the other thing that we do here for you is that you do have access to your very own client portal. Now, this is where you're going to keep track of all the negative items that have been removed on your account and the ones that are currently being disputed. Remember, there are 24 negative items here on your account. So half, more than half of these are way past due the statute of limitations. So we can definitely knock more than half of these off of here, okay? Now, that would definitely help you improve your credit score and get you back to where you were actually, where you need to be, right? Now,
Yeah.
these inquiries, since you weren't aware that they would lower your score when you applied for a loan, we can go ahead and get these disputed as well because you were supposed to be notified. And you also have some of them here that are way back from 2021, which the hard inquiries only stay on your account for 2 years. Now, it's already been past the 2 years. You have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight hard inquiries that are way past 2 years already. Now, these should be removed already, okay? So, like I said, we can definitely help you improve your credit. So, what we're going to do here is with this program, help you clear out the negative accounts that shouldn't be here on your report, and that will boost your credit score back to where it should be. And then, well, actually, they can go still, they still will be going forward with your loan, okay? Now, they only want you to help, they want you to start the program so they can go ahead and move forward, okay? So, once you
Yeah,
start
but
the
I don't
program,
have any money right now.
I understand. And we do, like I said, we do have program, this program does. Fit, well, we can tailor the program to your needs. Now, normally this program would be 119 to start with, month to month with no long-term obligations. You can opt out once your credit score is where you want it to be. Now, today, since you mentioned you have no money, you can't start the program. So I can do for you what I can do right now, so you can take advantage of this program, is I can get you started on it today for just $1. Now, do you think you can cover that?
We can try.
So let's see here.
I mean, I don't know exactly what I got on my card. I get the Direct Express card.
Okay. Now see here, yes, it was offered to you. Yes, that's the one that was offered. So let's see.
What
Now,
offered what?
well, the prosperity plan that I mentioned to you, that's the one I'm offering to you,
Oh.
that which is just for $1. We can start you today. And like I mentioned, so that way it doesn't affect your wallet and you can take advantage of the program, right? That way they can go ahead and move forward with your request. So let's see. You said we can try, but you're not sure how much you have on the card.
Right.
Okay, no problem. You know, we won't overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Won't let you, even if you wanted to.
That's good. So if you want, we can go ahead and try, see if we can get you started here so we can help you improve your credit and
What if
get you that loan for the house, okay?
it isn't? What if it don't? And can I, what if it says
Now,
there's
what if
nothing
the
in there, insufficient funds?
well then we well we can go ahead and like schedule a callback for you or see if anybody that can help you out with the which is $1. Now that way we can deposit it to this account and have it started so you can get these negative accounts
No,
removed.
you see, my daughter, if my daughter finds out I'm doing this, even on the phone with you, I'd have a big problem because she believes all
Okay.
you people that do this is a scam.
Well, you know, if that's the case and that's what she believes, you know, she can look us up on the web. Now we are The Credit Pros. She can look us up at www.thecreditpros.com. That way she could see for herself that we do have an A plus grading with the Better Business Bureau. We have been in business for over 12 years, and we have been able to help thousands of customers get into their new home or receive their loans due to their credit repair. Okay?
Do you know what a narcissist is?
No.
A narcissist is somebody that is a controlling nut freak, okay? They're controlling. And her boyfriend is, he controls everything. So he believes that you guys are all a scam. You guys are all a scam. Do you know what I'm saying? It's
Okay,
what
well,
he believes is true.
he's free to believe whatever he pleases, right? But the only thing that matters here is what you believe. This is your account, not
Yes,
his.
I know, but see, the thing is that if they find out I'm doing this, I'll have nothing but trouble.
Why is that?
I'm living in this house.
Okay, you're living with them.
Because,
Okay, I understand.
yes, and they're the ones that have been supporting me because my SSI check isn't all that great. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I understand. So basically, this is all up to you, if you really want to go ahead and get your credit fixed and repaired so you can get your own, well, fix your credit so you can maybe in the future get your own place. This is the perfect way to go through, right?
Right, and that's what I'm trying to do, but I don't want them to know, so I can't ask them for the dollar.
Okay, now if you'd like, I could schedule a call back for whenever you think you can may be able to get the dollar or the 1295 so we can get you started on the program.
Well, can we do the see if it's in there now, the dollar?
Sure can. Let's go ahead and try it here. Now, all I would need is just the credit card, so we can go ahead and try to see if it'll go for a dollar.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to
Sure.
put you down for a second.
Take your time.
Okay.
Okay, ready when you're ready.
Oh, great. Now I gotta find my magnifying glass. I'm sorry, sir. Just bear with me.
Don't worry, don't worry. Take your time. I have no rush.
I'm gonna have to put you down again.
Go ahead. I'll be right here.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
5302 4802 8114 4560. No, that's wrong, I'm sorry. I'm having a really hard time reading this. All right, 5332 4802 8114 4660. 4560.
4560.
Yes.
Got it. Expiration date.
3/37.
3 of 27.
Yes.
And the last three numbers on the back.
621.
Now, before I go ahead and process the payment, I'm going to read to you our credit card disclosure, which basically says we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of just $1 to be charged today. Now, standard procedures dictates that cards resulting in decline will be subject to a reattempt for enrollment, but we will not overdraft the account if your funds are not available. Okay. Now, let's
Okay.
see. already went ahead and scheduled the postponed the full enrollment fee for the next 2 weeks from now. Is that, would that work for you? Like it would be on the, what's today, the 16th? That would be on
I
the
get
30th.
my money. I get my money on the third of each
On the third?
month.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and schedule for the third then, okay?
Okay.
So let's go ahead and do it for the third of each month, you said, right?
Yep.
March, that would be April 3rd. And every third after that, that way it doesn't affect you. Okay, so once the payment goes through, you will be receiving a text message and an email. Let me know when you receive it, okay?
Okay, hold on 1 second. I gotta get over there. Oh, I had the phone upside down. That works.
Transaction successful. Now you should have
Okay, are
already
you
received
gonna
the text
do?
message.
Is it gonna? It's text, not email, correct?
Just text message. If you don't need the email, then you won't receive it if you don't want it. You can go ahead. Now you don't want their email because they may be able to see it, right?
Right.
Cause so if you'd like, you can go ahead and delete it because it was sent out. It automatically gets sent out. Now we can do this just through the text message. Okay. Now, did you receive the text message?
What does it say?
Now this is just your welcome note, so we can help you create your password for the client portal. Remember, I mentioned the client portal where you can keep track of all the negative items that have been removed, and the ones that that are currently being disputed. That's we need to go ahead and create a password for that. Okay.
Okay, I it didn't come up.
Now, on your regular messages, you should have received it already.
Yeah.
We sent it to your phone.
No, it didn't come up.
Okay, just give it some time. Let me go ahead and get it resent to you, okay? We've got to make sure that you do receive it. Okay, so it's going to go ahead and let's see, resend. This is Janet. Okay, that's the one. Close that out. And here we go. Now I'm gonna resend it to you, okay? So you should be receiving it anytime now. The phone number is 336-673-5833.
No.
Okay, so this is the number that it was sent to because this is the one that was on file. Now, do you still have this number?
No.
Okay, let me go ahead and send it to you in the new number, right? So let's go ahead and fix this out because you have another number. Now, when did you change this number? Because this one doesn't show up here.
About a month ago.
Okay, that's why. So it's not 336-673-5833, right?
No.
Can you
That's a
go ahead and give
long
me?
time ago.
Can you go ahead and give me the new number?
It's 336-582-1151.
Okay, swap with primary. There we go. Okay, save that. Here we go. Let me go ahead and save the new number on here in your account, okay, so I can send it out to you.
Okay, I'm going to set you down for a minute. I'll be right
Okay.
back.
Take your time. Okay, so we go back. Now you should have received it already because I just sent it to the new number.
I'm trying to refresh my page.
Okay, take your time. Now, it was already sent to the new number, so you should have received it.
Nope, don't have it. 582-1151.
That's the one I have. 582-1151. Area code 336, right?
Yep.
That's the one I sent it to. So let's go ahead and resend. There it goes. I sent it out again.
Do you want to try going to my email?
Well, go ahead and check your emails because it's already been sent to that as well. Now, you gave me the email address already, and that's the one we have here. Here, let
All
me
right, I'm
see.
going to go check it.
Go ahead and check it. Yes,
Yeah,
I
it
sent it.
is.
Perfect. Go ahead and open it up.
My phone's slow.
Take your time, I have no rush.
Log into my portal, sign the contract, and let's get
That's the
started.
one. That's the one. Go ahead and click on that.
Did the dollar go through?
Yes. So right now, we're going to go ahead. You're going to go ahead and click on some negative items that you want us to dispute. Like I already had checked them out for you. So they're already targeted for dispute. So they've already been sent out now. Okay. So we
Okay,
had
it says click on the link below, and if you have any issues, please feel free to give us a call. So do I
Yes, go
click
ahead.
on that one? Okay.
Go ahead.
My portal?
That's the one. Now, once it completely loads, you will see the user agreements, okay? Let me know when you see those.
Okay, I got welcome to and log out.
No, welcome to. Go ahead and click on that.
Welcome to the Credit Pro. Okay, individual is 119, family members free. Monthly unlimited services, individual is 119. Two family members is 119.
Yeah,
Well,
that's
we know
just
that we don't want that.
Yeah, that would be the enrollment fee. Now, after the 119, and you send the your proof that you do receive Social Security income, it will be just 79 month to month, okay? It won't be 119 no more.
Okay, I have to call them and order a hard copy.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, as soon as you can take your time, you can send it through the client portal once we have it activated, okay? You'll be able to send it through there.
All right, but I don't know if they're going to send me an email or if they're going to send me a hard copy.
Well, if it is, if they do send you an email, you can just re-forward it to us. That way we'll be able to receive it.
Right, and if they send it hard copy, I can take a picture of it.
Okay, good. Now, right now, what is the page telling you?
A lot of BS.
Like what? What's
I'm
it
just
asking?
Joking with you.
So just let me know what it's asking. So you should be able to see something that says, I agree and continue, okay? Let's see. Now, after you hit I agree and continue, it's going to tell you, it's going to give you all your personal information. You got to confirm everything. And then it's going to ask you to create a password, okay?
All right, let me get to the bottom here. God, this is long.
Yes, it's 5 pages.
Okay, I hereby cancel. No, we don't want to cancel. Go back.
No. Go back up. It's going to say, please sign the agreement. It's going to ask you that, right? It's going to click on that.
It's like it's sending everything double and triple.
What do you mean?
Well, it says, you know, the cancel thing I just said? Well, that's three of them I just read. Same thing.
Okay. Now, can you try to, like, exit the email and go back into it so you can do just one of them so we can do it step by step?
So you want me to just get out of this one?
And re-enter, yes. Like, exit it and go back into it.
Okay. Like I said, my phone's slow.
Now, once you go back into it, just leave it like that. It'll, by itself, it'll load. Now, once it loads, you should be able to see, I agree and continue, okay? Now, if you don't see that, don't move it yet.
Okay, well, it says here, that I had another one come through at 147. I had one come through at 151. Which one am I looking at? Because that one, well, that one here, the credit froze. It says three of them.
Yes, remember, I resent it three times. Yes, do the first one, please.
Okay.
There,
I'm sorry.
Same,
I don't, please,
that's okay.
Please
Don't worry.
Be patient with me.
Trust me, I'm more than patient. Don't worry about that. I don't have nothing else to do here. I can definitely help you out, step by step. So have no rush.
Okay, it's saying your login URL is, it's giving me my URL, and then it says username, which is my email, client ID 711280, first step after login, okay? Click the Documents tab to upload the photo ID. Do I have to do that?
No, just, what else do you see?
Oh, my God.
Like I said, don't do
right
nothing yet.
I'm
do
not.
Yet.
It says, register after login, click the Documents tab to upload a photo ID. Then it says, remember, in about 45 days, you will begin receiving correspondence from the credit bureaus. And your creditors, please send us those responses. You can upload it into the portal, blah, blah, blah. Feel free to let us know if you have any questions. And then it says, client success team. It has an address, the email address. That's it.
So right now, do you see, if you scroll up or down, do you see anything that says I agree or continue?
No.
Just give it some time, because you mentioned your phone's a little slow. So yeah, don't move anything until you see I agree and continue. Now, did you click on where it says we need you to sign the agreement?
No, I didn't click on anything.
Do you see anything that says we need you to sign the agreement?
No.
Now scroll up or down, just look carefully there. You should be able to see it.
No, all I have is, hi, Janet. Welcome. We've created your client portal account.
Already? Wow.
That's what
that was, wait.
But I don't have, I didn't put in
no
password.
No, yes, that's what I'm, okay, now, just give it some time, because it should ask you for your password.
What was my password? I didn't put one in.
No, it's going to ask you to create it, so just give it some time. So, let me see here. Let me go back to the account. Let me see if we can help you step by step. I can guide you. So right now you should be seeing, let me see, right here. And I am right here. Perfect. So when you opened up the email, right, it should have taken you to, it should only took a few seconds for it to load up the user agreement, which is simply our agreement of service. Now it says here, you are welcome to review it and click on I agree and next step. That's what you should have seen. You shouldn't see anything else but that. So if it still hasn't loaded?
No.
Okay, so just give it some time. I know you mentioned your phone was a little slow, so that's what may be going on right now. Maybe it's too slow and it's going to take a time for it to load. So you should see it. It's going to be in the big letters, I agree and next step at the bottom or top of the phone, okay? Let me know when you see that. As soon as you see that, you're going to click on it, okay? Yeah, it's going to take some time because it is about 5 pages long,
Okay, I'm waiting.
Okay. Now, if you don't mind me asking, while we're waiting, what happened to your house? You said it burnt down? Did it, completely burn down, or just, a portion of the room, maybe
portion
kitchen?
Portion of it.
Sorry. Yeah, how did that happen?
A faulty heater.
Oh, my God.
That's what the fire marshal said.
And was the house insured?
No.
Bummer.
Like I said, it's complicated.
I see. The good thing is you said you already almost done rebuilding it, right? Repairing it?
Yeah, we got I figure we got like about another I don't know, a couple months after I get the money.
Okay, and like right now, are you staying in your house or in your daughter's house?
My house, we're living in the 2 rooms that didn't burn.
Okay, so you're currently living in your house. So do you have
Yeah.
your daughter and her boy's husband living with you?
Her baby daddy.
Oh, okay.
And my son.
That's
They just
good.
got kicked out of where they were living, and they show up here with the baby, and they need a place to stay.
Yeah, I understand it. You know, they're your sons, your family. It's not like you're gonna leave them on the street, right?
That's right, especially with the baby.
But they do have to understand the ones that put the rules down in that house is you.
Yeah, well, it's complicated.
I know you mentioned that. They're kind of controlling, right?
Yes. Plus, I had a, when I went through my heart attack and everything, my mind kind of went south for a while. See, I was with this guy and he kept me captive in my room for 4 months and he did things that would curl your toenails. And, yeah, it's
Yeah,
complicated.
I understand. Now, can you see the? Has it loaded yet? Does it
No,
say?
it's
Do you
just,
see?
can we resend it again?
Let's see. Go back here and resend. You should receive it
And I'm going
anytime
back to
now.
the beginning. Okay, the one that just came in, it says, "Welcome to the Credit Pros."
Go ahead, just click on that and let it load.
It's telling me to please log into my portal.
Yes, just leave it like that right now. Just let it load.
Okay.
Now, if it doesn't load right there, if you're having issues right now doing it that manually, I will help you do it automatically, okay?
Yeah, 'cause it's not doing nothing. It
Okay, so
gave me the
whatever.
portal. It says, it gave me the link to get into the portal. It says,
Go ahead, click on
portal,
that. That's the one we're
okay.
waiting for. And one, just let it load. Once you click on it, let it load by itself, okay?
Okay. Now it came up cool, cost of service method, and it's giving me all the prices.
Okay, now just let it load and scroll up. Now let me know once you see the user agreements.
Estimated time for completion of services. Retainer and service agreement.
That's the one you were waiting for, okay?
And now the
Now,
prices again.
yes, once it loads completely, you will be able to see something that says, I agree and continue or next step, okay?
The next thing that came up was description of service to be performed by CP. Keep going.
Now, yes, scroll down all the way down. Look for something that says we need your signature or we need you to sign the agreement.
Dispute resolution.
Okay, so what do you see in there?
Okay, I'm seeing here where it says client name, it has my name, and it says today's date, and then it has my signature, and it says actions required by client.
What is it asking for? Does it say password or anything like that? Create your password?
No.
Just let it load. So it should.
It has. You name it. Your name, Jason Kepler.
That's the previous agent that the where you had were pre-approved for the loan, right? So right now, that's what you're seeing?
Yeah, he signed it, and then my name and the date and my signature.
Okay. Now, what else do you see?
CP does not change client in charge client in advance of rendering services. It charges client in stages and only after services are rendered.
Now those are the agreement. That should be the user agreements. Now just scroll up, you should see something.
Then it says right of cancellation. Consumer credit file rights under state and federal law.
Click on that. That's the rights. That's the ones we're looking for.
It's not letting me click on it. It's not in green or anything. Maybe it's at the bottom?
Yes, keep going.
Okay, what I got now is it says client signature. It has my signature and it has my name printed.
Mm-hmm. Click on that. Are you able to click on it?
It's not in green or anything. It's not letting me do it. And then it says limited power of attorney.
Let it load. Just give it some time. You're on the right page. You're on the right track. Just give it some time.
Okay, so why is that guy signing the agreement?
Who, Jason? That's the one. He's the one that pre-approved the loan. So we just need to. That's the one we're going to be talking to later on. Once we get done signing you up, you're going to be getting him on the phone for you. Okay.
Okay. I see a link. It says the creditbugs.com privacy policy.
Click on that.
Okay, it came up, the creditpros.com online privacy policy. Last updated 1/1/22.
Okay, so like I said, yes, I think we're having some issues with this agreement thing. So I'm going to go ahead and help you do it automatically, okay? So the way I'm going to do that is I would need you to go ahead and transfer you to ACE. This is our automatic credit advisor who's just going to verify that I entered all your information incorrectly and that I'm not missing anything, okay? So it does take about 2 minutes for you to listen to the entire message, okay? So I would need you to listen to it because it is important that you do that for your account to be fully set up, okay?
Okay.
That way you don't have trouble because right now I don't know what's going on with that. So we're going to go ahead and do it automatically. Just bear with me here so we can go ahead and get this done for you, okay? Now, once you get done with that, they will be sending you some information on what's next, okay?
Okay.
Now, just bear with me. Do not hang up, and I'm going to get you to ACE right about now.